This portion of the Ronnie Deutsch Radio Show is brought to you by Greg McCluskey at AskGregForFree.com. And now, stay tuned for the most exciting, new, sexy radio show on the planet, the Ronnie Deutsch Radio Show.
Hello, good morning, and welcome to the Ronnie Deutsch Radio Show. I'm your host, Ronnie Deutsch. This is the biggest weekend of the year. Like, who's your daddy big weekend? That's because it's Super Bowl weekend. I gotta tell you, I have been so blessed. I've been to 2 Super Bowls. Last one I went to, who's that? Happened to win, and it was awesome in Florida. Here's my prediction. I have the courage to go on the radio and let you know the Falcons are going to crush the Patriots. Sorry, Patriots fans. There's no way that Roger Goodell is going to let the New England Patriots win the Super Bowl. You think that guy is going to go on stage and be like, oh, hey, Tom Brady, sorry that I took a lot of money from you. Oh, sorry, Bill Belichick. Sorry I went after your franchise. There is just no way that the NFL is going to let Tom Brady win the Super Bowl. Place your bets on the Atlanta Falcons. That's what I believe. All right. The other reason why this is such an exciting who's your daddy-like weekend is because it's my mom's 85th birthday. Mom, I love you. Happy 85th birthday. Now, I got to tell you, I got a guest producer in studio with me. Mike is in there. Brooks is in there. John is here. And I'm going to jump off their heads once this segment is over. All right. I got to tell you what happened to me this week. It's pretty big. Couple of days ago, while I'm on work assignment, what a great job I've got with iHeartMedia. Let me tell you what my assignment was. You ready? I went to see La La Land. La La Land with Ryan Gosling and Emma Stone. First of all, the name of the movie needs to change. Forget La La Land. This thing needs to be called Yummy, Yummy Land. Why? Because, ladies, Ryan Gosling is hot, okay? I love the movie. Everybody in America, you need to see this. Why? It's relatable to you. Let me tell you the message. Are you ready? The message, Emma Stone. She chose her career over love. Ryan Gosling, he chose his career over love. It was so sad at the end. I was so disappointed. So you can probably imagine what my big question is for the day. Are you ready? Who are you? Who are you? Alice in Wonderland, who are you? Did you choose love? Are you madly in love with your partner? Are you all gooey and yummy inside? Or did you choose ambition? Did you choose success and money and fame? Well, I'll tell you, Hollywood and all of America is buzzing about this movie. That's why it is my pleasure, my privilege, to welcome to the Ronnie Deutsch Radio Show our entertainment and celebrity correspondent. Yeah, you know who I'm talking about. Renee Saran, the hot model, the smart actress who happened to also be married to Slash from Guns N' Roses. Renee Saran, I welcome you to the Ronnie Deutsch Radio Show.
Good morning, Ronnie. I love this topic. I can't wait to discuss it.
All right, Renee.
God, what a great choice.
The reason why you're the entertainment correspondent, you're the celebrity correspondent, is because you're an actress, you're a model. You were married to Slash at Guns N' Roses, so I want to go right into it. Renee, why do so many actors, actresses, models, rock stars, successful business people, Why do they choose ambition over love, which usually ends in divorce? Enlighten us today, please.
Oh, I wish I could. I wish there was a simple answer to that, Ronnie. I don't know. You know, according to Maslow's hierarchy of needs, love comes way before self-actualization and self-esteem. So I'm not sure why people constantly make the wrong choice. Yeah, we need love. We cannot live on love alone, of course. We have to survive. But I don't understand why people don't hold that in such high regard, it seems, these days.
All right, so let's talk about, hold on now, let's talk about temptation. Let's talk about eye candy. Let's talk about the things, Renee, that you and I know are going on. You're a model, you're an actress, actors, high-profile business people, celebrities, sports stars, we're surrounded by temptation all the time. Explain to me what that is like, Renee, when you've got temptation everywhere.
Yeah, that is a difficult one, of course. You know, if you're two people are together, but they're not always in the same city, and actually probably most of the time they're not in the same city, one's doing one thing. You know, and you've got all these gorgeous people around you, ambitious people, you know, people who look good, and everyone's got their best game on. I mean, it's a difficult situation, I'm sure. Temptation runs rampant, especially in our city.
And as you know, Renee, hold on now, actors and actresses, celebrities, famous people, we have the highest divorce rate in the United States. So I want to ask you, Renee, you talk about being separate in different cities. Slash was traveling all the time, man. He had to go to other cities, other countries. What was that like for you? How did that affect you, Renee?
That was difficult because, you know, I had my own career. And as a, you know, we oftentimes were, he was in one place and maybe I was not even home. I was somewhere else in another place. And then maybe he was home and I was off doing a commercial or it's in, you know, very rarely for a couple years there. I mean, we were not in our home together, hardly at all. I mean, it was just, meeting up, having to meet up on the road and, you know, coordinate schedules. And, it becomes difficult. And, you know, a lot of times I found that I had to sacrifice my career in order to what I considered, you know, to be a good wife and to make sure that my, you know, marriage is in good standing and I was paying attention to it. But, you know, you can lose sight of that. It's a slippery slope sometimes.
I love your honesty, Renee. That's why I freaking love you, Renee. But I love your honesty. And I love how you're willing to be transparent with everyone listening. Please, people, pay attention. I've got Renee Saran, model, actress, celebrity, and she's being completely honest. When you are high profile, you're married. Do you choose love? Do you choose ambition? You talk about that sacrifice. I want to know, Renee, there was a scene in this movie that freaked me out. Emma Stone, as you know, was an actress, and she's chasing her dream, and she's chasing her dream, and she's chasing it. What in the world is the rejection like, Renee? You go on audition after audition, reject, reject. What is that like? How does that affect your emotional stability?
It's probably the... It's such a hard thing to deal with, and it's probably the worst part of that job. It is, you know, your self-esteem can only take so much. I mean, and you're going on auditions, and one after the other, and you don't hear back, and it's, you know, you're wondering, and you never hear from them, and, you know, after a while, it really can wear you down. And, you know, there's that, God, that moment where my heart just felt for the character, for Emma Stone's character, when she just says, I can't go to this because it's too painful. It becomes that painful, you know, that you're just trying so hard. And, you know, this is, artists are, you know, by nature, very sensitive people, and they are constantly putting themselves out there in a public forum with their art, you know, just in hopes that somebody will appreciate it. And then that's their passion, and it's very, very difficult to be kind of, I guess, shot down or not accepted, you know, in that way. I mean, it attacks everything that means everything to you. It's very difficult.
Let's face it. Rejection stinks. Nobody likes to be rejected, Hibby. I get that. And I want to ask you, and it's something that we all have heard about. When women, actresses, models, people in general, you get rejected enough, do people ever turn to the couch, Renee, to get a job?
Well, there is that option always available. I don't know much about that, but I hear things. So I know that it exists, yes. But, yeah, I suppose if you wanted to, take a shortcut, that would be one way of doing it.
It is one way of doing it in the modeling, in the acting, in entertainment. But I'm sorry, you want to play baseball for the San Francisco Giants like I do? I can't just go sleep with the manager and make the team.
Exactly.
All right. I want to keep our focus. Everyone listening, I ask the big question of the day. Who are you, Alice in Wonderland, as it relates to love and ambition? So you told me that you have sacrificed before, Renee. You've wanted to be home, be that wife, be that amazing supporting person. I want to ask you, how did the end of La La Land, which should be called Yummy Yummy Land, how did it make you feel?
The ending was interesting because, as you said, Ronnie, it's almost disappointing, you know. But I thought it was very. I thought what they did was different, and I loved what they did because I think what they were doing was showing. When they fast forwarded through the life that could have been possible between Emma Stone's character and Ryan Gosling's character, it was interesting because it's sort of like, well, listen, if those two had chosen to stay together, they pretty much knew what they were going to get. They would eventually marry. They would have 2.5 children. You know, live somewhere with a white fence and. But in their little fast forward, you know, they looked very happy, and then you could see when they both had regret in their eyes when they were looking at each other, especially Emma Stone, and you didn't see the same kind of affection for this husband she ends up with, you know, as you do in the little fantasy scenario thing. So.
I got to cut you off, Renee. Hold on a second. We got to go. My producer's screaming at me. Ronnie, we got to go to break. So, folks, hope you join me after the break. I've got Renee Saran here, model, actress, ex-wife of / Guns N' Roses. Love really can happen on the Ronnie Deutsch Radio Show.
We'll be back with more of the Ronnie Deutsch Radio Show right after this.
If you could ask a real estate investing expert any question you want for free, would you do it? Hi, I'm Ronnie Deutsch, and I've got great news for you. If you're thinking about investing in real estate like houses, apartment buildings, duplexes, or commercial buildings, then I urge you to go to AskGregForFree.com. Let's face it, owning real estate is a really good way to build your portfolio and your future. So please go to AskGregForFree.com and get free real estate investing help from an expert. Come on, you can make money in real estate just like our president Donald Trump has. So go to AskGregForFree.com. Get your real estate questions answered for free at AskGregForFree.com. That's AskGregForFree.com. AskGregForFree.com.
Hi, Megan. This is Elliot. I got a question. Can I qualify for a home loan even if I have bad credit?
Hi, Elliot. Yes, you can qualify for a home loan even with bad credit.
Oh, God, that's amazing. I mean, who should I call?
Call me at 916-826-9500 so I can tell you about the unbelievable Federal Housing Administration program. Right now, the FHA has loans available for people whose credit scores are below 600. And best of all, If you qualify, your down payment may be as little as 3.5%. So if you have bad credit and want a home loan, help is just a phone call away. So call me for free at 916-826-9500. That's 916-826-9500. 916-826-9500.
Megan Reeves, NMLS number 814268, Paramount Equity Mortgage LLC, Paramount Partners Group Division, NMLS number 30336, licensed by the Department of Business Oversight under the California Residential Mortgage Lending Act, license number 417047.
When it comes to marketing, do you feel like you're guessing? Or even worse, are you spending time and money on your marketing without consistent results? I'm Brandon Heintz, and I've helped thousands of business owners and entrepreneurs like you who are tired of spending time and money on their marketing and not gaining consistent results. Join me at AskBrandonForFree.com and bring your biggest challenges. That's AskBrandonForFree.com. Or call in today at 866-529-FREE.
The following segment of the Ronnie Deutsch Radio Show is brought to you by Megan Reeves at ReevesLoans.com.
And now, back to the Ronnie Deutsch Radio Show.
Welcome back to the Ronnie Deutsch Radio Show. I've got Renee Saran with me for the opening segment on, do you choose love or do you choose ambition? Renee, I want to wrap up my segment with you. I want you to tell me, everybody listening, parents, children, if you want to become a successful actress, model, musician, and make it big in Hollywood, what advice would you give to people who are dreaming to become the next big star?
Hello?
Yes, hello. You're on, Renee. You hear the question?
I did not hear the question. Sorry, on.
What is your advice to people if they want to be the next big star? What's your advice?
My advice would be grow a thick skin and be tenacious, be persistent no matter what. You know, train in your craft, work hard, show up to your meetings, auditions on time. And I believe, you know, in time, your big break will come. It's just a matter of the numbers game. And, you know, if you do those things and you do them seriously, I think you have a great shot at being successful in that business.
All right. You heard it here live, folks. You got dreams? Grow some thick skin. Thank you so much, Renee. I look forward to future interviews.
I do, too. Love you, babe.
Love you. All right. We are now going to turn our attention to someone who has love in her life. She has ambition in her life. She is so lucky. But I feel even luckier because Megan Reeves, you hear her all over KFBK. That's because she is the mortgage expert for the Ronnie Deutsch Radio Show. Megan, welcome to the show.
Hi, Ronnie. How are you?
I am good, and it's awesome to see you. I want to get straight to what people are thinking. People want to own homes, Megan. They want to be in love, and they want to have a home. Can you please educate people listening? If they don't have the money to buy a home, they need money for a down payment, what programs are available to help them?
Oh, there's so many different things available for folks that don't have a down payment available. You can use down payment assistance. There's loans. There's grants. There's FHA. You can put 3.5% down. If you haven't owned a home in the last 3 years, you can be a first-time home buyer and only put 3% down. Maybe you can get a gift from a family member. That's a possibility as well. There's so many different options. You're not stuck just because you don't have a lot of cash in the bank.
All right, so what's cool is Megan Reeves, again, the mortgage expert at the Ronnie Deutsch Radio Show, she's talking about the FHA. People, you want to own a home? You may have a small down payment like 3.5%. VA financing, it covers 100% of the closing costs. Come on, there are so many amazing programs available. All right, let's talk about people who are listening. They're in love. They've got ambition. Their life is going really well. They already own a home. Should they consider refinancing, Megan? What are the benefits of refinancing? What are people doing with that money?
Well, they need to look at, do they have high interest credit card debt? Maybe they have a high interest car loan. Do they have student loans that have no tax deductibility whatsoever? Think about wrapping that into your home. This is the largest asset you have. Why not leverage it to pay off these high interest debts? Your home loan is going to give you tax deductibility where those debts give you nothing. I've had clients paying several hundred or thousand dollars in mortgage insurance over the course of a year. But since the value in their house has gone up, they're able to refinance, drop that mortgage insurance, and more of their payment goes straight towards principal. So they're able to own more and keep investing in their American dream at a higher rate every month.
All right, we've got Megan Reeves here. She's the mortgage expert. Her phone number is 916-826-9500. Megan is a giver. People who come on our show, they're givers. She'll answer any question you have for free. 916-826-9500, or you can always go to ReevesLoans.com. We know that President Donald Trump is a real estate guy. He wants people to own real estate. Megan, let's talk about jumbo loans. Tell me some good news about jumbo loans that people need to know right now.
Well, I think one of the things people are amazed by is that they can get into jumbo financing with only 10% down, and they don't have to pay mortgage insurance. With a lot of loans in different programs, if you have less than 20% equity, you're paying mortgage insurance every month. But you can buy a house, a jumbo loan, the larger house amounts, and not pay any mortgage insurance, even only putting 10% down. That's wonderful.
How amazing is that? Think about how house prices are rising, everyone. You can get jumbo loans. You hear that? Only 10% down. Good to hear, Megan. Let's talk about the process. You know what people say to me? Ronnie, I'm in love. I like my career, but I don't want to go through the hassle of a home loan. Why are people so freaked out, Megan? Why are they so afraid to speak with someone like you to get a home loan?
Well, quite frankly, a lot of folks think it's so much more complicated than it really is. All they need to do is sit down with somebody they trust, answer some simple questions about their income, their credit, their assets, and kind of get an idea of where their debt is. And then we can talk about, what's your budget? What do you want to pay on a monthly basis? What are you comfortable with for your principal and interest and taxes and insurance? Or maybe you have a particular level of house you want to buy, and we can talk about what that payment looks like. So there's not a one size fits all. The important thing is, what's important to you? What do you want? What do you need? And are you working with someone that's listening?
Isn't that great advice? Who are you? Do you want to own a home? Do you want to live the American dream? We have Megan Reeves, 916-826-9500. She is here to help you get a home loan, refinance. Last question I want to ask you, Megan, is personal. You ready? What is the best advice anyone has ever given you?
Be yourself. You've got to love yourself first before you can love anybody else. And if you could just be yourself and care about yourself, it comes through.
Wow. I have goosebumps right now. Like I want to get on my surfboard and jump in Capitola and go surfing with Megan. I love that. Be yourself. We got to go to break. I got someone very exciting coming on afterwards. He's a graphic artist genius. He's my web guy. Megan Reeves, thank you so much. You heard it here live, folks. You get to be yourself on the Ronnie Deutsch Radio Show.
Ronnie Deutsch. We'll be back with more right after this.
Hi, Megan. My name is Terry. Can I refinance my home and pay off my credit card debt?
Yes, you can. Even though interest rates are expected to rise, the news is not all bad. In fact, when the feds raise interest rates, this is a perfect time for you to refinance your home and pay off your credit card debts.
Can I refinance my home and take some cash out so I have money for an emergency?
Let's face it, life is unpredictable and most people need money for an emergency. So why not refinance your home and pay off your debts and get some much-needed cash for life's emergencies? Call me today at 916-826-9500. That's 916-826-9500. 916-826-9500. 916-826-9500.
Megan Reeves, NMLS number 814268, Paramount Equity Mortgage, LLC, Paramount Partners Group Division, NMLS number 30336, licensed by the Department of Business Oversight under the California Residential Mortgage Lending Act, license number 417004.
If you could ask a real estate investing expert any question you want for free, would you do it? Hi, I'm Ronnie Deutsch, and I've got great news for you. If you're thinking about investing in real estate like houses, apartment buildings, duplexes, or commercial buildings, then I urge you to go to AskGregForFree.com. Let's face it, owning real estate is a really good way to build your portfolio and your future. So please go to AskGregForFree.com and get free real estate investing help from an expert. Come on, you can make money in real estate just like our president Donald Trump has. So go to AskGregForFree.com. Get your real estate questions answered for free at AskGregForFree.com. That's AskGregForFree.com. AskGregForFree.com.
When it comes to marketing, do you feel like you're guessing? Or even worse, are you spending time and money on your marketing without consistent results? I'm Brandon Heintz, and I've helped thousands of business owners and entrepreneurs like you who are tired of spending time and money on their marketing and not gaining consistent results. Join me at AskBrandonForFree.com and bring your biggest challenges. That's AskBrandonForFree.com. Or call in today at 866-529-FREE.
This segment of the Ronnie Deutsch Radio Show is brought to you by InstaGraphicsAcademy.com. Wow!
Hey, surf is definitely up on the Ronnie Deutsch Radio Show.
Hello and welcome back. Folks, I have someone so special in studio. This guy is a freaking genius. Like brainiac. His name is Adrian Boysell. I'm going to be saying his name so many times over the next 5 years. Why? Because he's my graphic design genius. He's my website dude. Like, he's the guy that makes everyone look better. I got to tell you, this is such a treat, Adrian. I want to welcome you to the first ever live interview on the Ronnie Deutsch Radio Show.
Thank you, Ronnie. I'm really excited.
Adrian, you're a young genius. I just got to ask you right now, why in the world would someone as young as you start an academy, folks? He started the Insta Graphics Academy. Parents, moms, dad, kids, go immediately to InstaGraphicsAcademy.com. Adrian, why did you start that academy?
It's actually pretty simple, Ronnie. I've been doing graphics now for the last 12 years, and over the last decade, I've worked with more than a dozen different graphic designers that have come out of graphic design school, have tons of school loans, and just racked up a lot of bills. And when they came out of school, they just weren't given the resources to be successful on their own. After they got out of school, they were looking for jobs with other agencies and other companies, and they just had no success. And they ended up taking jobs at sign shops and small little businesses making $12 to $14 an hour. How are they ever going to pay off their school loans? And I'm self-taught, so it's a little bit different of a circumstance for me.
Can you believe this giver I've got on the show? Adrian Boysell, InstaGraphicsAcademy.com. You hear that, Mom and Dad? Your kids have student loans. They're only making 12 to 14 bucks an hour. How in the world are they ever going to get ahead and buy a home from Megan Reeves? Adrian, I love that you want to help people. What exactly is InstaGraphics Academy? What is it, Adrian? What is your vision for this awesome machine?
So my whole vision for the InstaGraphics Academy was not only to help the graphic designers, because I really just genuinely love people, always have, love meeting people. It's a big part of who I am. And I also love the graphic design industry. I mean, for the last 12 years, since I started tinkering around with it as a hobby, and then 10 years as a full-time business, I have just fallen in love with the industry. There's so many cool tools and companies and conferences and things that go on. And I thought, what better way than to help the industry and help other graphic designers by creating an 8-week hands-on video course that covers everything that they're going to need to be able to be successful in their career.
Let's face it, Adrian, I'm a business beast. And my business cannot be successful unless I have a genius like you, a graphic design, brilliant, creative guy, girl, who's going to help me make me look pretty, make the people on my show look pretty, make sure my website is sparkling. Why is graphic design so important to business owners, Adrian?
It's pretty straightforward. The whole goal with graphic design and marketing, because they go hand in hand with each other, is to really appeal to your target audience and attract your target audience by connecting them with logically, ethically, and emotionally. There's different emotions you're going to get out of people: happiness, sadness, and logic. Some people are going to be thinking ethically. So you want to be able to look at all those different factors and incorporate in that into your design and your messaging.
I love the fact that you talk about messaging. Everyone used to know me. Hi, I'm Ronnie Deutsch. Do you owe the IRS? The message was simple, Adrian. I was a direct response machine, but my brand was important. My question for you is, can you explain to me why branding for your business is so important?
Well, branding is not just like a logo design or what your business cards look like, your stationery, things like that. Branding is actually who you are, what you do, what you stand for, what you believe in, and all those things are going to attract those good clients. You want good clients, and that those people are going to stand behind you, and they're going to believe what you believe, and you want to attract the people that believe what you believe.
Adrian Boysell is my graphics designer. He's my website builder. I want you to please brag a little bit, because you're one of the most modest, brilliant young men I've ever had the privilege of knowing. How many businesses have you worked with and helped? Tell us a little bit about that, Adrian.
Geez, stop it. You're going to make me blush. So in the last 10 years, from the first company that I started, I had a printing company that I actually sold in 2011 until now. I started that company in 2007 and sold it in 2011. But until now, I've actually helped over 4,000 businesses.
4,000 businesses, and one of them is me. I got to do a little teaser, folks. You listening? We're on the Ronnie Deutsch Radio Show on March 1st. Adrian Boysell is launching the RonnieDeutschRadio.com website. You heard it first here, Adrian Boysell. Adrian, that website is going to be one of the most beautiful websites in the country. What is your secret for building beautiful websites for your clients?
Engagement, making sure that sites are always up to date, that they're mobile friendly, because so many people are on their mobile devices nowadays. You got to have a mobile friendly website, that the site is clean, it has a good user experience, and has a specific objective that you're doing with whatever you're targeting. So if you have the radio show, the messaging that you're targeting, or if you have a mortgage company and you're doing home loans, making sure that if you're trying to get a phone call, if you're trying to get a contact form entry, you want to be very specific about what the goal of that page is going to be.
All right, I got to out somebody here. His name is Lance. I work with this dude named Lance. I'm in love with him. Don't tell his wife. Listen, Lance told me, you know what he told me? Ronnie, what's the analytics? Man, what's the number behind the beast? I don't know, Lance. I mean, like, what are you even talking about? Analytics? So, Adrian, can you please help Lance and help other people? Why are analytics so important?
Yeah, it's funny. You say the word analytics and it just goes right over a lot of people's head. And it's a really simple terminology. It's basically data that's collected on your site from how many pages they view, what's the path that they follow when they land on your site, how long they're staying on each page, where they came from, what type of device it's on. There's so many different details when it comes to Google Analytics or some advanced analytics like we use. We can actually tell how far they scroll down on a page of your website, what they click on, how many times they click on it. So we actually go above and beyond just the standard analytics like Google has.
Again, we're talking to Adrian Boysell, my graphic artist genius. You got to go to InstaGraphicsAcademy.com. Mom, Dad, Auntie, Grandma, are you listening? Do you have a kid who's creative? I would check out InstaGraphicsAcademy.com. Adrian, I want you to educate people. What is the difference between a direct Response Campaign versus just some branded dude. Direct Response Campaign. Tell us about those and how important they are.
Well, you know, you're the master of direct response campaigns. I've watched you for years when I was a kid growing up watching your TV commercials, and I can settle your IRS tax debt for $20. It was just classic branding. You really were true to who you were. You're fierce. You stood on the side of your customers. And that's a really good example of direct response, is having a specific call to action, whether like it is call this number, call now, or send in this email, or fill out this form, or go to this website. Those are direct responses that you want to get. And so the websites that we build are geared for one specific direct response.
What's so cool is that direct response companies like mine was versus branded companies, we all have the same goal though, Andrew. Adrian, are you ready for the goal?
Mm-hmm.
Common denominator? More clients. We have a service or we have a product. How do you know when a website is not working, Adrian, when their messaging is failing?
Well, it's funny because about 90%, I would say, maybe even 95% of the websites that I visit, especially on a mobile device, take 3 to 5 seconds or longer to load. And that right there out of the gate is going to hold you up and cost you business right there. There's people that are browsing around on their phones looking for a quick answer. And if they're having to wait a long time for even your page to load, and then if they get to your page and your site's not mobile friendly, you're going to lose them and they're just going to go on to the next person. So you're just throwing money away.
All right, and what about video content? We have become such a video-driven world. Can you explain to me why video content on a business website is important to engage your customers, your future clients?
Absolutely. I mean, we've seen sites like YouTube and Snapchat and Vine, all these websites become so popular, and it's all video, 15-second clips, 10-second clips, really short clips of video. Video is only going to get more and more popular, and I use it on almost all of my websites. It's really the trademark of what we do, is we really connect people's emotions with video. You can really grab people's attention really well.
You heard him first here on the Ronnie Deutsch Radio Show. Adrian Boysell is my graphics genius. You can find him at InstaGraphicsAcademy.com. Adrian, I want to thank you so much for coming down in studio. You will be here on a regular basis. We're going to take a break now, folks, because it's tax time on the Ronnie Deutsch Radio Show.
You're listening to the Ronnie Deutsch Radio Show. We'll be back with more right after this.
When it comes to marketing, do you feel like you're guessing? Or even worse, are you spending time and money on your marketing without consistent results? I'm Brandon Heinz, and I've helped thousands of business owners and entrepreneurs like you who are tired of spending time and money on their marketing and not gaining consistent results. Join me at AskBrandonForFree.com and bring your biggest challenges. That's AskBrandonForFree.com. Or call in today at 866-529-FREE.
Attention parents, do your kids love graphic design? Do they love to create beautiful stuff? Then check out InstaGraphicsAcademy.com. That's InstaGraphicsAcademy.com, the official graphics academy of the Ronnie Deutsch Radio Show. Now that Donald Trump is president of the United States, things are going to significantly change at the IRS. In fact, if you're one of millions of people who owes money to the IRS or has unfiled personal tax returns, things could get ugly fast. That's why I urge you to pick up the phone and call my friends at OIC Tax Services, 1-800-695-3010. Let's face it, owing the IRS is miserable, especially since they can take your money, your assets, and your property. Don't say bye-bye to your money. Say hello to OIC Tax Services at 800-695-3010. OIC Tax Services has an A rating with the Better Business Bureau because they help people solve their tax problems. 1-800-695-3010. 1-800-695-3010. OIC Tax Services is the official tax company of the Ronnie Deutsch Radio Show on KFBK.
If President Donald Trump has a business question, he can go to AskBrandonForFree.com, and so can you. Business owners, make more money and get your questions answered for free at AskBrandonForFree.com. That's AskBrandonForFree.com.
The following segment on the Ronnie Deutsch Radio Show is brought to you by OIC Tax Services at 800-695-3010.
And now back to the Ronnie Deutsch Radio Show. Here's Ronnie.
Hello and welcome back to the Ronnie Deutsch Radio Show. I really hope you guys have dug this segment. I mean, we started this out pretty big, right? Who are you? Did you choose love along the way? Or were you into your ambition, success, and money? We had our hot, yummy celebrity correspondent giving us the dirt on that great issue. Then we brought in Megan Reeves, who happens to have both love and ambition, and she wooed us with that great mortgage information. Then I brought in my genius, graphic design dude. He is so amazing, Adrian Boysell. Instagraphicsacademy.com. Now we're going to a subject that is going to make everyone feel sick. Sorry, I know it's Super Bowl weekend. You haven't even had a cocktail yet. But we got to talk about them. The IRS. Yikes. It's tax season. You already got your information in hand. Your tax return is going to be due soon. And so many people are addicted to that tax refund. Get off that addiction, man. As you know, I dig taxes. I love educating you because I want you to save money. And if God forbid you owe the IRS, I want you to get help. That's why we're talking with Bob at OIC Tax Services. As you know, Bob is the official tax expert for the Ronnie Deutsch Radio Show. Anyone listening right now, you got a tax question, he's got answers for free because he's a giver, folks. We welcome givers to my show. You ready? His number, write it down. 800-695-3010. That's 800-695-3010. All right, Bob, we're talking taxes. So I want to start with a pretty awful question. What is it like for people who are afraid of the IRS and they're living in the shadows of the IRS?
Well, Ronnie, they're not able to participate as being an American citizen. You can't buy a house. You can't buy a car. You have to live underground. You cannot even go out and get yourself a burger without worrying if someone's going to be looking over your shoulders. Now, we have a trillion-dollar underground economy in the United States. Why? These people have been driven underground by the IRS, mostly. They have fallen behind on their taxes years and years and years, and they have never taken care of it. Now they have to live underground in the shadows, not participating.
And let's face it, Bob, when you've got people that earn cash from their employer, that employer isn't paying payroll taxes, and the people who are getting cash aren't paying taxes. How can you help them, Bob?
It's a systematic process. We have to first look and see exactly how many tax returns that the IRS is going to want to see filed. Secondly, we got to know how to get their expenses down. We can get these people back in the system as a brand new taxpayer and get on with their life.
What's so great about that, Bob, is once they're in the system and they're paying taxes, they can go out and get a home and get cars and participate like everyone else. What has your experience been like dealing with the IRS for people who have finally raised their hand and said, enough is enough, Bob. I want to participate and I want to live above ground and not in the shadows?
Well, Ronnie, once we do contact the IRS and get our power of attorney on file, the IRS realizes the taxpayer is now serious. So they're going to give us an opportunity to resolve this problem. So we're going to be able to get all their tax returns prepared and in. We're also going to be able to negotiate on the taxes that are owed. Now, once that is solid and in a form that the taxpayer can handle, making his payments, moving on with his life, OIC Tax Services will keep you there every year.
Let's talk about business owners, the heart and soul of America. What is it like? What have you seen with your clients, Bob, who own a business and unfortunately have a payroll tax problem? Have you been able to resolve payroll tax problems for business owners?
Yes, we have, Ronnie. And the key to the payroll tax problem is to get it before the IRS gets you. We have the trust fund recovery penalty that's going to double those taxes. We need to approach the IRS immediately, get those payroll taxes resolved, get you on a payment plan, get you current and moving forward. Once the IRS sees you're serious about this, they'll work with us.
Bob, as you know, some people need help getting their penalties abated. Do you help taxpayers get their penalties abated?
Yes, we do, Ronnie. The penalties can be abated. Once we do get the block of tax returns into the Internal Revenue Service and they're assessed, we can get a one-time abatement, which will significantly lower the liability that the taxpayer owes to the IRS.
Again, people, if you owe the IRS and need help, I need you to pick up the phone and call my dear friends at OIC Tax Services, 800-695-3010. Bob, does that mean that interest, that awful amount that the IRS assesses on you, will the interest be abated?
No, it won't. And they hang on to that, and it will not be abated. So that is why getting your tax returns prepared and getting this straightened out as quickly as possible will decrease the amount of interest.
Let's talk about Lyft drivers and Uber drivers. As we know, they're independent contractors, Bob, which means they're sitting ducks for the IRS. Uber and Lyft drivers, pay attention. Bob, what do they need to know?
Well, Ronnie, there's two kinds of categories here for those drivers. You're going to be a W-2, which means you're an employee, or you're going to be an independent contractor, and they're going to issue you a 1099 at the end of the year. Now, you're going to have to keep track of all your expenses for the 1099, and you're going to want to know exactly where you're at quarterlies, because you don't want to lose track of what you owe. Now, here at OIC Tax Services, all Uber drivers, all Lyft drivers in the Sacramento area, call me at 1-800-695-3010. We will give you a free consultation. We'll show you how to fix the problem, and moving forward, we'll keep you out of any problems.
What's so cool about that is that we have solutions. Again, if you're a business owner, you drive for Lyft or you drive for Uber, you're a sitting duck for the IRS. Please make sure that you reach out to Bob at 800-695-3010. Let's talk about other people that own businesses. Most business owners are lazy, Bob. They're so freaked out by the numbers and the math. What do you recommend that they do, Bob, so they're successful and they don't owe the IRS?
One of the things that an independent contractor can do is to hire a payroll company, depending on how you're classified. Do you own an S corporation? Do you own a C corporation? Do you have employees? If you do have employees, hire a payroll company to handle your payroll on a biweekly basis or a bi-monthly basis, and make sure that all your taxes are paid, your payroll is up to date, and you don't have to worry about it.
Why are people so afraid of the IRS?
Because they know everything about you. You wouldn't know that, but they can find out everything about you, everything you own, where you live. They know what your dog looks like. They know exactly where every one of your assets are.
And if you owe them money, they will not hesitate to garnish your wages, take your paycheck, or take your assets. What can someone do if they owe the IRS?
Well, the first thing you want to do is stand up and admit it, that you got a problem. And you're going to have to step up to the plate and deal with it. You don't want to live in the shadows anymore. You have to step up to the plate and deal with it. And that's why OIC Tax Services is in business.
Again, people, if you owe the IRS and need help, I need you to pick up the phone and call my dear friends at OIC Tax Services, 800-695-3010. The IRS has some unbelievable tax programs. What do you think about their Offer in Compromise program?
Well, I really do like the Offer in Compromise program. You have to be a candidate for it. Obviously, President Trump is not going to be a candidate for the Offer in Compromise program. But it is an absolute financial vehicle that will allow us to negotiate your taxes down to a settlement and give you a fresh start. And it will also allow you to start living above ground again and be a new taxpayer.
Again, the Offer and Compromise program is simple, folks. All you need to do is call 800-695-3010 to see if you qualify. But in a nutshell, Bob, isn't it like offering the IRS money to settle your taxes for less than what you owe? Is that how we simplify it in a nutshell?
That's exactly how you simplify it. But we have to take a look at all your financials. We have to take a look at everything that you own. You know, if you've got the ability to pay back the IRS and you have the assets or the income to do so, well, you're not going to be a candidate for the offer program.
If you do not qualify for the Offer and Compromise program, can you get people on an installment agreement to pay off their debt?
Well, yes, we can. We can get them on an installment agreement. We can also get them on a partial installment agreement. And that is going to be based on their ability to pay. So we have to go through their financials again right there and see exactly what your ability is to pay. And nothing is going to happen until all your tax returns are in.
Wow. Bob, that was great information. I thank you so much. People listening, I thank you for joining me. Next week is going to be amazing. I know you got the Super Bowl this weekend. I know you're going to be partying hard, but I want you all to know something. I'm outing myself right now. I choose love. Do you hear me, Mr. Nico? I choose love because love matters on the Ronnie Deutsch Radio Show. Now that Donald Trump is president of the United States, things are going to significantly change at the IRS. In fact, if you're one of millions of people who owes money to the IRS or has unfiled personal tax returns, things could get ugly fast. That's why I urge you to pick up the phone and call my friends at OIC Tax Services, 1-800-695-3010. Let's face it, owing the IRS is miserable, especially since they can take your money, your assets, and your property. Don't say bye-bye to your money. Say hello to OIC Tax Services at 800-695-3010. OIC Tax Services has an A rating with the Better Business Bureau because they help people solve their tax problems.